Today's podcast is brought to you by Balance 7. Save $10 plus free shipping this week only with code HOWIE10 at balance7.com. Enjoy the podcast.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
Where in the world is
Kamala Harris? I'm curious, where were you, Kamala? I thought you were doing the root causes. You know, I'm curious, Kamala, you were the last person in the room with Joe Biden ahead of the devastating Afghanistan withdrawal. Where were you?
I just love the idea of exploring the unknown.
And Kamala Harris is the border czar, addressing the root causes. So you think that she would want to be at that meeting. But instead, on Friday, she was in New Jersey at a bakery.
Please stop eating cupcakes.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studio.
Today we celebrate Indigenous Peoples Day.
So I guess it's fair to say you've set different goals for yourself than, say, Thomas Edison, Magellan, these type of people.
Magellan? You like Magellan?
Oh, yeah, my favorite explorer. Around the world, come on. Who do you like?
A gentleman known as Christopher Columbus. And to me, it will always be called Columbus Day. Some people don't like that. I do.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
At the bottom of the hour, we're going to be joined by President Donald J. Trump. Knock on wood, everything seems to be aligning properly. That is going to be my first question, even though he's answered it there. What is today Columbus Day or is it Indigenous Peoples Day? I know what my answer is, and we had it as a poll question, so I know what the answer of 97-98% of you is, but happy Columbus Day, everyone. 844-500-4242, and I've got some questions for the president. I think this is a great day to have him on with the chaos, the continuing chaos, and now the chaos is spread to the public transportation system of the United States of America. First, it was the Southwest Airlines, which was the largest airline in the country in terms of passengers before the panic started. I don't know if it is. It probably still is or was. Not this weekend, though. And then it's now it's spread to Amtrak. There's rumors that the problems are going to spread further to American, which had a few problems, but not that many, American Airlines. And they're even having problems on the other coast, the left coast, the Washington State ferries. As you know, there's a lot of ferries are very big in the Seattle area, and they're having problems too. So this is an escalating problem. And we're still trying to keep on top of things in Massachusetts, where the state administration is saying that it's going to, if need be, fire as many guards at the prisons, correctional officers as need be, move the National Guard into the headquarters of the DOC, Department of Correction, and then put all the staffers at the DOC back behind the walls, as they say. About, I don't know how they're going to do that because a lot of the National Guard are cops, and aren't they going to start laying cops off too? I guess that depends on the state cops have until October 17th to get the shots, and there's stories out there that we're trying to nail down about problems in that regard as well. This is a totally self-induced crisis by Biden and his lackeys like Charlie Parker in the state governments and the city in some cases the city governments as well, and Walsh Marty is involved in this, just his craziness with talking about the life work balance. Let's play that cut as long as we're here, just before. And again, if you'd like to join us, 844-500-4242. This is Walsh Marty, as Biden calls him, the Secretary of Labor and the former mayor of Boston. And he's talking about, he's talking to Axios, a left-wing website, about why nobody goes back to work. Cut 32.
What's the basic explanation that you have for the fact that we have so many job openings, kind of a record number of job openings since this started being tracked, yet so many people who aren't going to work? You talked about the unemployment rate, it's down, but we still have this massive mismatch.
I think that one of the biggest reasons is, and again, no one's tested this or checked it, I think it's work-life balance. I mean, you know.
But they're not working, what's the balance?
No, they're looking at their career, and they're saying, we were in a career before, I want to get out of this career, I want to move forward. People are going to have to go back into the workforce.
That's what I look at and think, okay, it's one thing to take a couple months off for that, but there are bills to pay for most people. So how long can somebody actually sit there and say, I'm looking?
These questions are asked every month. What's the answer? I don't think there is an answer. I think, again, we're living in a pandemic.
Well, he certainly doesn't have the answer. And the Biden administration answer is, let's just keep the printing presses rolling, and we'll just keep sending the money, and every month the money will be worth less and less, so they'll have less incentive to go back to work, and they'll just stay on their couch. And you want some, I mean, we've got cringeworthy stuff from a lot of these Biden cabinet officials and members of the administration. This is Kamala Harris talking, and again, she's not on the border, she's in New Jersey, talking to these kids. And listen to this one, cut 30.
Well, wait till you guys see the moon. I'm telling you, I don't know what it is about those craters on the moon.
Craters. She says that someday you'll be able to see the craters on the moon. As soon as the sun goes down and the moon comes out, and if it's nearer to being a full moon, you'll be able to see the craters. You won't even need glasses, let alone a telescope. But she seems to think you're going to need to go into space to see the craters. Boy, she shows how dumb she is every time she opens her mouth. Now, here she is continuing to talk to these kids in New Jersey about space.
I just love the idea of exploring the unknown.
And then there's other things that we just haven't figured out or discovered yet.
To think about so much that's out there that we still have to learn. Like, I love that. I love that. And so I'm very excited about the Space Council. We're going to learn so much as we increasingly, I think, are curious and interested in the potential for the discoveries and the work we can do in space. So that's one of the things I'm most excited about. But the other, you guys are going to see. You're going to literally see the craters on the moon with your own eyes.
Oh, my goodness.
With your own eyes. I'm telling you, it is going to be unbelievable.
Has she ever been outside? Wasn't she raised in Canada? Can you not see the craters on the moon when you're north of the border? I don't know. This is strange stuff, isn't it?
Sounds like she gets some sort of weird charge looking at the craters. I don't think Freud could interpret that one.
I don't know. Someone says, I thought they stopped sending the money to him last month. Yes, but as the Wall Street Journal says, there are still other federal financial payments that no longer require work, including the $300 monthly allowance per child. They call it the tax credit, but it's just more another welfare handout. Food stamps, rental assistance. You don't even have to be an illegal alien from Haiti to get this stuff. You can get it if you're an American citizen, believe it or not. Many people have saved some of their transfer payments, and now Democrats are promising more. So it's getting harder. So you want to talk about another dumb one? You thought Walsh Marty is dumb? Did you hear about the Pete Buttigieg? They're asking him, Why can't you get any Rice Krispie treats at the supermarket anymore? How come Ben and Jerry's certain brands of ice cream, types of ice cream, are not no longer available? And you know, he has no clue what he's talking about. Granted, he was just on there to talk about his new baby with his husband Chasten or Chastain, whatever his name is. But they decided to, you know, ask him something about the supply chain problems. He is, after all, the Secretary of Transportation, and this is the nonsense that he comes up with, the vanilla nothingness. Cut 33.
We have some real concerns with the availability of truck drivers.
No
At
kidding.
Large truck operators, the rate of turnover for truck drivers has been around 90%. So that's clearly, at least in part, a labor issue. And we're partnering with the Department of Labor to try to establish more apprenticeships and make sure that we're addressing that.
Oh, great. He and Walsh Marty are working together on this. That gives me a lot of confidence that there's that Land O'Lakes whipped cream that I enjoy is going to be back in the dairy aisle anytime soon.
Howie, it's so funny because all of these people, I mean, don't forget Pete Buttigieg was going to be our president at one point, and they were all so confident and so smug, and they had all the answers. And now that they're in positions of power where they can do things, suddenly everything's very complicated and they don't know what to do. And you have to understand this has been happening for years. You had all the answers when Trump was president. What happened?
They can't even tap dance through this stuff. You know, they just spout nonsense, gibberish here. They haven't got a clue what to do. Ugh. And I mean, granted, you know, Walsh Marty was never the brightest bulb on the Christmas tree. And Pete Buttigieg, I think he went to Harvard, but, you know, that's kind of overrated, as we all know, if you're from the greater Boston area, Massachusetts, New England. But still, you know, he ought to be able to at least, you know, spin out a better story than he just did. All right, we'll be right back, 844-500-4242. There's so much going on in the world right now. We're just talking about it. You know, it's hard to get on an airplane in certain areas now because the pilots aren't working for whatever reason. The air traffic controllers aren't working for whatever reason. You can't always control what's going on out there, but you can always control what's going on in your head. With a pair of Raycon wireless earbuds in your ears. It's great to have the Raycons. I was listening to them yesterday out by the pool, just taking it easy, just chilling out after a long week at another long weekend store. And I was listening to some great old big band music. There's a radio station I listen to, an internet radio station, BiltmoreRadio.org. It's great. All the old-time hits. Taylor would love it.
Kay Kaiser, Xavier Cugat. Those guys?
Xavier Cugat a little bit, but not so much Kay Kaiser. He's a little bit, they're more into the 50s pop stuff. BiltmoreRadio.org. And you can get it right on Raycon with your Raycon earbuds. Their everyday earbuds look, feel, and sound better than ever. Raycon's new everyday earbuds come with an improved rubber oil look and feel. It's just better. They just seem so natural in your ears. You'll forget they're in your ears, except when you're enjoying the music and you think to yourself, I'm glad I got these new everyday earbuds. The optimized gel tips give you the perfect in-ear fit. Nobody even knows you're listening unless they look closely. You get three new sound profiles to make sure everything you're listening to sounds its best with just the right amount of bass. Pure mode. For podcast listening, blues, instrumental, etc. Balanced mode for podcast listening, rock, heavy rock, metal, bass mode for hip-hop, EDM, reggae, etc. Well, I won't be needing that one as much as pure mode. Raycons offer 8 hours of playtime and a 32-hour battery life. There's also a built-in mic, and you can take calls on your earbuds at the press of a button. Raycons start at half the price of other premium audio brands, and Raycons come with a 45-day happiness guarantee. Right now, Howie Carr Show listeners can get 15% off their Raycon order at buyraycon.com/Howie. That's buyraycon.com/Howie to save 15% on Raycons. buyraycon.com/Howie. I'm Howie Carr.
Who else is going to put tax cheats like John Kerry in their place?
Everybody has to pay taxes, even businessmen that rob and steal and cheat from people every day. Even they have to pay taxes.
Howie Carr, we'll be right back. He's a history buff's history buff.
You don't know nothing about Lady Liberty. Standing there in a harp, screaming out the wall of nations in a while. Send me your poor, your deadbeats, your filthy.
Howie Carr is back.
207 says, love my Raycons in great price with the discount. Another 207 from Maine. H, you introduced me to Biltmore Radio and I love it. Officer Mark says, Howie, the tragedy for those kids with Kamala is that all the craters on the moon will soon be destroyed by lunar warming caused by President Trump. Yes, that is that.
Everybody's always blaming me for everything.
Soon, kids, you'll be able to see the craters on the moon. Huh? You don't say. And the kids are elbowing each other. How dumb is this vice president of the United States? Yikes. Today's poll question is brought to you by the Nauset Beach Inn. Their winter room rate of $110 is on. Book an ocean view room with a fireplace and two queen-size beds at NausetBeachInn.com. It's a hell of a deal. Taylor, what's the poll question and what are the results thus far?
The powers that be say flight cancellations and delays are due to weather. Do you believe them?
No. I believe it's due to vaccination mandates.
99% say they don't believe them.
Yeah. And it's amazing. The Southwest originally was blaming the FAA, and the FAA just immediately said, no, it's not our fault. And apparently there's stories that, the second shift, I guess, in Jacksonville, it's supposed to be 35 people in the cockpit, pilots, co-pilots. Three out of the 35 showed up. And that's when they started canceling the flights. And again, now they're canceling Amtrak trains. They're canceling ferries in Washington State. I don't know where this ends. It's not good. People are angry about this that are affected, and it's a violation of these union contracts, collective bargaining agreements, as they call them. Martha, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Martha.
Hi, I was wondering what you thought about the lack of affordable daycare as one explanation for why more people aren't returning to work.
You can always find daycare if you really want to find it. Come on, Martha, you know that.
And afford it?
Yeah, I mean, you just have to get more money. Why was this never a problem before?
More money? Where are you going to get more money?
Well, you're making a lot more money now than you were before. What was the problem? How come affordable daycare was never a really a pressing issue until the panic?
It's always been a pressing issue as far as I'm concerned. Well, when I was raising my kids, when my mother was raising her kids, when every woman and man I know who have kids and want to find affordable daycare, it's always been a problem.
It's a problem, but it's not an insurmountable problem, unless you want it to be an insurmountable problem and you just want to keep getting the government handout.
What? Why is it not an insurmountable problem? I don't understand.
Is anything an insurmountable problem if you really want to solve it? I mean, other than say a terminal illness or something like that.
Well, yeah.
You can always come up with some kind of viable solution. You can switch shifts around. You can trade off with other parents in the neighborhood. Did you not have any parents, any relatives, any aunts, any siblings that you could go to, Martha? Or were you just an orphan?
My parents worked. I worked. My sister worked.
Well, then you obviously came up with a solution. You came up with a solution. Congratulations, Martha. And that's what we need. We need to get all these people that have been dogging it for the last year and a half. We need to get them off their rear ends and get them back to work. And we need to get all these illegal aliens that are coming into the country. If we can't get them to go back to whatever third world hellhole they came from, let's get them back to work and cut them off the dole. Thanks for the call, Martha. Nick, you're next with no time. All right, when we come back, we're going to be with President Donald J. Trump. Stay tuned. We're going to have a good segment. Looking forward to talking to POTUS. 844-500-4242. I'm Howie Carr.
Love
live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
A gentleman known as Christopher Columbus, and to me it will always be called Columbus Day. Some people don't like that. I do.
Joining us now, it's a pleasure to welcome him, is President Donald J. Trump. Happy Columbus Day, Mr. President.
Well, happy Columbus Day to you. Isn't it crazy what's going on in the world, huh?
You don't go for Indigenous People's Day, right?
Well, I like Indigenous people, but this was Columbus Day, so, you know, it's like one of those things. And perhaps you can call me old-fashioned, but that's the way it is. It's Columbus Day, so I know you're going to have a good one. You always do.
I do. I wanted to ask you, first of all, about your endorsement last week of Jeff Deal, the former state rep from Massachusetts for governor, yeah, against Charlie Baker, the incumbent Republican, not a friend of yours. He's always saying how disappointed he is with you. How did you happen to make that decision to go with Jeff Deal, an underdog candidate against an incumbent Republican?
Well, it started off by the fact that I can't stand Baker. He's a phony. He'd come to the White House and he'd say, oh, you're doing such a great job. You know, every once a year and sometimes more, they come into the White House, right, governors? And he'd say, oh, what a job you're doing. What a job. Great, great. Then you'd see him on television saying the opposite. And he knows what a great job we've done. But he's, you know, catering to a certain constituency. But I didn't like him. Didn't think he did a good job. I don't think Hogan does a good job. They're like two of a kind. So that's one of those things. I just wanted to, number one, do that. And then, as you know, the head of the Republican Party, who I think is a terrific guy, called
Jim Lyons.
And Jim is great. And he said that we have a wonderful candidate that he thinks will do very well. And I heard of him, but I didn't know too much about him. I checked it out very carefully. And I think that Deal will be the real deal. Deal will be the real deal. And very popular, real Republican, and I think somebody like that can win. But, you know, Baker, you might as well have a Democrat in, as far as I'm concerned. He was absolutely terrible.
You think you might come to Massachusetts to campaign or raise money for Jeff Deal?
Yeah, I would do that. Sure, I would do that. I think he's going to work very hard. It's not an easy place, you know, let's not kid ourselves. And it's probably rigged voting like many other places in our country, so, you know, it's probably better than you would think. But I would do that, and I don't think Charlie Baker is going to do well in a primary. Maybe he'll drop out or do something else, but I don't think he's going to do very well. I don't think he's very popular with the Republican Party. He has not supported the party. I think he's been terrible to the party, frankly.
Hey, you know, you've been watching what's been going on with Southwest Airlines, and now it's spread to Amtrak, and they're talking about it spreading to America and the ferries in Washington State. And a lot of this, it seems to be, although they're denying it, that this is kind of the transportation version of the blue flu. You know, people just walking off the job because they're so angry about these vaccination mandates. I mean, do you think that this
has to do? Yeah.
Go ahead. What do you think it's all about?
I think it has a lot to do with a lot of things. I think it has something to do with the election that was rigged. I think these are big fans of your favorite president, Howie. I think that this has something to do with that. I think it has a lot to do with the mandates where they're just not going in, and you know they're going to destroy the economy with what's happening right now. Because this is just the beginning. So a lot to do with the mandates, and it has to do with probably inefficiencies and the fact that the airline hasn't been really up and going for a while, and now they have to get it going all of a sudden, and, you know, that stuff takes time sometimes. But it's a real knocker on Southwest, because they were always considered a very well-managed airline, so I can imagine they're really not too happy about what's happening. But the mandates are a big part of it. There's no question about it.
Each case is individual, obviously, for all these hundreds of thousands of people that have to make the decision whether to give up their jobs or get the vaccine. But what would you suggest to them generally that they do?
Well, look, I believe you have to have freedom. Nobody can force it into your system. Now, with that being said, I'm a big fan of the vaccine. I'm the one that got it done in 9 months, less than 9 months. And we saved millions of lives all over the world. And You know, the interesting thing is that Biden, this year, with the vaccines, with the therapeutics, all the things we've done, they've lost more people this year than they did in the last year. And nobody wants to talk about that. And you don't have the death watch, you know, like they used to have with me, a death watch in the right-hand corner on CNN,
right.
MSDNC. Yeah. And, you know, that you don't have that anymore. Nobody talks. But they've lost more this year with all of the advances we've made, especially in the vaccines and therapeutics. He's lost more than last year. And that's a terrible, that's doing a terrible job. Look, he did a terrible job with H1N1. You remember that. It was
right.
a disaster, actually, the job he did. And all of a sudden, you know, they're trying to give him praise when, look, he lost the election by a lot, but he was given a fake publicity on the on COVID, or China virus, as I call it. But he was given a whole fake pile of public relations, and probably helped him in that regard. But he hasn't come through. And again, it's at a higher level. The death rate's at a higher level than it was a year ago. So that's pretty amazing. And you don't read about that. You never read about these things. You don't read about Afghanistan anymore, the worst withdrawal in history, the most embarrassing moment in the history of our country. And you don't see very much about the border. You see it on certain conservative outlets, but you don't see it at all in the mainstream. I mean, you see it so little, and they're destroying our country. So it's it's very sad.
I want to play a cut from Biden last week. I'm sure you heard it, but I just want to get your reaction to it. It's about the vaccination program. Listen, very brief cut.
You know, when I first started the vaccination program, and we got all that vaccine enough for everyone, we're vaccinating 3 million people a day. We're getting very close.
So he said he started the vaccination program. What did you think when you heard that?
Well, it's a lie, and he knows it, and maybe he doesn't know it. That's even a bigger problem. I don't think he does know it. But as you know, it's a lie.
He got the vaccination when you were president.
Did. Yeah, that said, he got it on, I believe it was like November 11th or something thereabouts. And when he made his speech that day, that wonderful, rousing speech that everybody fell asleep listening to, and he made that speech, and he talked about just sort of what he said here. He said, the vaccine, he forgot that he already took it. And it's incredible. I mean, it's incredible. We didn't get one vaccine. We got three companies. And we got the therapeutics, which are tremendous. And, you know, people didn't talk about that, but they're talking about them now. Now, he got his vaccination, and then he said we didn't have a vaccine, if you remember. We didn't have a vaccine. And yet he was vaccinated a couple of months before.
I want to play one more cut for you.
Strange things come out of his mouth.
Here's another strange things that come out of his mouth. You know, he's always working class Joe, lunch bucket Joe,
right.
All this. He loves the middle class. He's a good tipper. You've heard him a million times. But
right.
Here, when he was talking to the CEOs last week, he specifically addressed the CEO of United Airlines, who had laid off, I think, 600 people for not getting the
right.
vaccine. This is what Biden said.
These requirements work. And as the Business Roundtable and others told me, when I announced the first requirement, that encouraged businesses to feel they could come in and demand the same thing of their employees. More people are getting vaccinated. More lives are being saved. Let's be clear. When you see headlines and reports of mass firings and hundreds of people losing their jobs, look at the bigger story.
Sounds like he's happy about those people losing their jobs, Mr. President.
Yeah. Well, it's really hurting the economy, and it's going to get a lot worse before it gets better, and it's going to take a long time. And the supply lines are really devastated. I mean, nobody's ever seen. You have thousands of ships outside of our country, big ships waiting to be unloaded, and they don't have the people, and for various reasons. You know, it's interesting. When I was president, though, on the vaccine, nobody talked about not getting the vaccine. Everybody wanted to get it. And the thing was, you know, we were given over a million shots a day, and we didn't have a ramp-up time like he had. And we were doing great with it. We used the military. You know, outside of these certain generals, I will tell you, the generals that we're talking about, I call them the generals of television. We have great people in the military, and the military did a great job, an incredible job, actually, on the vaccine and the distribution of the vaccine. And what happened is he comes in, and all of a sudden, it's mandates, and it's all sorts of things that start taking place. And I think people just don't trust the Biden administration. But if you remember that period of time, nobody was talking about not taking the vaccine. They were taking it, but they were taking it out of their own will. And they were taking it, you know, you call it freedom. I call it freedom. You can't force it. And we didn't have to force it. People were taking it.
Mr. President, what do you think of the Let's Go Brandon chants at all the football stadiums and baseball stadiums and everywhere across the country?
Well, that's a takeoff on something else that's far more insulting and pretty tough to say. I can't even believe they were saying it, but you know the real chant. And it was sort of interesting because I watched Brandon and I watched him being interviewed, and he knew when they said, oh, look, they're talking about you, they're talking about you, and they weren't. He knew exactly what they were saying. You know, they were doing the less nice version. And it was sort of funny, and watching him was very funny because he got it exactly. He pulled away from the mic and he laughed. But no, they're frustrated. They are. They know the election was rigged, and they know that he's not doing the job. And we lost 13 warriors and many, many injured. You know, nobody talks about it. Those are real injuries. These are the loss of legs and arms of young, incredible people. These are big injuries, and 250 people or so killed. Both sides. It turns out a terrible thing. That pullout was so bad.
The bomber came out of the Bagram prison, which the military abandoned overnight and turned it over to the Taliban. Yep. They let all the prisoners go, and this guy went and killed all the Americans and all the Afghans. Whose responsibility is that?
Well, it's his. I mean, it's always his. It's the president at the time. And we were going to keep it. And we were keeping it not so much for Afghanistan. We were keeping it for China. You know, it's right near China. And it's very close to their nuclear plants where they create lots of bad nuclear things. And we were going to keep it. And, you know, it cost $10 billion to build years ago. They have the longest runways in the world, supposedly. And, you know, it was all set. It was a really high-quality military base. And they pulled out. They pulled out, like, they left the lights on. I think they left the dogs. You know, they're trying to now take that back, but I think they left the dogs, and the Afghans don't like dogs, so you can imagine what happened there. And but they left $75 or $85 billion worth of the best military equipment in the world. Think of that. The best in the world. And to leave that, you could have flown the planes out. You could have brought over 200 pilots, flown the planes. They had $50 million airplanes, $25 million, much more than that, too. And they could have flown it out. And they said, and they came to me, too. They said, sir, because I was getting out, but I was going to get out with dignity and strength. And we were the boss. They didn't shoot one soldier. They didn't kill one American or American soldier in 18 months after I had my conversation with Abdul. And to get out this way is an embarrassment. I really believe it's the most embarrassing moment in the history of our country.
Do you think Joe Biden will finish his term?
I have no idea. I have no idea. That I wouldn't even want to comment on it. I hope he's well, and I'd like to see him do a great job as president. I would actually like to see it, but our border is decimating our country. Our country is being poisoned. It's being poisoned. They're dropping prisoners from many countries. They're being dumped into the United. We're like a dumping ground, dumped into the United States. Prisoners, they're emptying out their jails. And they're dumping the prisoners into the United States. You're going to be hearing about this for a long time to come.
Yeah, well, we already are. I mean, it's just every day there's new stories about the Border Patrol, even as restricted as they are, they're stopping convicted criminals, rapists, drug dealers, violent criminals of every stripe are being stopped at the border trying to come over. And right. It doesn't end. Mr. President,
well,
we thank you, sir.
Even the people coming out of Afghanistan, they rushed the planes. Only 3% of those people qualified to come out. And we have 97% of the people that got onto those planes. They could be terrorists. They could be whatever. We know nothing about them.
And they're leaving the bases. They're leaving the military bases and their measles outbursts and outbreaks in Northern Virginia. There are sexual assaults in Wisconsin, New Mexico, et cetera, et cetera. Yep. Mr. President, thank you so much for
beating up the bus drivers. How are they beating up the bus drivers that are taking them to different locations? I mean, the whole thing is incredible.
Thank you so much, Mr. President. I look forward to seeing you very soon. And thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
Thanks. We had a VIP come in recently and ask us about the Eden Pure Thunderstorm. He said he'd been thinking about ordering the three-pack for months. Finally, he ordered not one, but two three-packs. This is what he told us when he was in the studio in Boston. He plans to put them in his office in his home. This is the last week. We've decided to extend the offer a little bit longer. This is the last week of the three-pack. Don't hesitate. You can save $200 on an Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier three-pack. You'll get three units for under $200 and save $200. One for your basement, first floor, and second floor, all in one purchase. With the three-pack, you can now enjoy clean air everywhere in your house or workplace. It's been months now that we've been talking about the Thunderstorm Air Purifier. People still ask me if it really works. Not only does it really work, it works in hours. The Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier is so small and light that you can hold it in your hand and plug it right into the wall. The best part is you don't have to replace any air filters, which of course saves you time and money. Other air purifiers can cost up to $600 for just one unit. Go to EdenPureDeals.com, click my name, and put in code word Howie3 to save $200 for their special three-pack. EdenPureDeals.com, click my name, and use code word Howie3. I'm Howie Carr.
The Howie Carr Show. There's no silencing him. They've tried.
You're not going to intimidate me. I'm entitled to my opinion.
Howie Carr.
By the way, do we have Howie Carr? He's around here someplace. Where's Howie? Where is Howie? Howie, where the hell are you?
Right here, Mr. President. Right here. We appreciate the President of the United States always coming on the show. And thank you very much, Mr. President. Look forward to seeing you at Mar-a-Lago sometime soon. 844-500-4242. And we will we'll post the interview all over the place. And you can hear her. I don't know, Taylor. Where will they be able to hear it, and how soon if they missed it?
Sorry, it should be up just after the top of the hour, and we'll post it on Twitter, Facebook, and you can get it wherever you get your Howie Carr Show podcast.
Okay, great. I appreciate, and again, we appreciate him being on the air with us. Nick, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Nick.
Hi, Howie. How are you doing? I've become a fan since I moved here from Mass, and I got tired of all the shutdowns in February. How are you?
Thanks.
Yeah, absolutely, and thanks for having Trump on. I was at one of his first rallies when he had 5% of the popular vote at the time up in Syracuse, New York. I was getting my college education, and I've actually been out of work for 2 months now, trying to start my own business. I wrote a book, and a lot of it has to do, and I think a lot of the problems have to do with big tech and how things are changing, and all the misinformation we're hearing and seeing today, and all the confusion, which is really causing this monster uproar with employee satisfaction, right? It really starts from the top down. It's the people that fund these campaigns, I believe, and I think it's employees kind of saying we've had enough.
Yeah, I don't think there's any way that this is some kind of isolated issue. All these airline flights being canceled at once. You know, I mean, they have to say, the union has to say that they're not coordinating this thing, or they'll be in violation of the contracts, the collective bargaining agreement. So everybody just points the other way. I'm Howie Carr.